Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane. Comes in the morning without any warning.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Ira Gershwin hated to write love ballads because he hated to come out and say, I love you. On the other hand, he believed in the value of cliches in a popular lyric.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Ira Gershwin was very good at writing catalog songs. When Cole Porter wrote them, he preferred to write a tour de force that showed off his ability to link the unlinkable with wit and style. Ira preferred a more focused approach and used the list to tell a story with a point of view and rising emotion. He was making something familiar but new. Wesla Whitfield, nice work if you can get it, and Harry Roy's orchestra, they can't take that away from me.
Holding hands at midnight, 'neath a starry sky. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one boy, sighing, sigh after sigh. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. The man who only lives for making money lives a life that isn't necessarily sunny. Likewise, the man who works for fame, there's no guarantee the time won't erase his name. The fact is, the only work that really brings enjoyment is the kind that is for girl and boyment. Start today, you won't regret it. That's the best work of all, if you can get it. Holding hands at midnight, 'neath a starry sky. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try.
Your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Till I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me.
Wesley Whitfield, Nice Work If You Can Get It, and Harry Roy's orchestra, They Can't Take That Away From Me. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. The difference between Ira Gershwin and most other songwriters is that he had an unusually deep understanding of the value of clichés. It lay in their familiarity and brevity, essential because most lyrics are only 75 or 80 words long. Part of the trick was to take something as ordinary as a cliché and reinvent it. The lyricist uses the music the composer provides and then adds his own sense of language to breathe new life into something old and tired. The old images of smiles and blue eyes barely get a passing glance as Fred Astaire sings Beginner's Luck.
I've got beginner's luck. The first time that I'm in love with you. Gosh, I'm lucky. I've got beginner's luck. They told me beginners win. Now I know it's true. Gosh, I'm fortunate. This thing we've begun is much more than a pastime. For this time is the one where the first time is the last time. I've got beginner's luck, lucky through and through. Cause the first time that I'm in love with you. From Monte Carlo to Reno, they tell you that a beginner comes out a winner. Beginner fishing for flounder will catch a 17-pounder. That's what I've always heard and always thought absurd, but now I believe every word. I've got beginner's luck. The first time that I'm in love with you. I've got beginner's luck. There never was such a smile or such eyes of blue. This thing we've begun is much more than a pastime. For this time is the one where the first time is the last time. The first time that I'm in love, the very first time that I'm in love, the first time that I'm in love with you.
From the Gershwin's 1937 score to Shall We Dance, Fred Astaire, Beginner's Luck. Ira played around with cliches throughout his career. During rehearsals for Funny Face in 1927, he overheard somebody say, "Hi-ho, that's life." The bromide inspired him to write a lyric about two people who can't think of anything to say when they meet except the predictable banalities. The lyric recreates the clichés they exchange every time they run into one another. Fred and Adele Astaire with the comic Babbitt and the Bromide.
A Babbitt met a bromide on the avenue one day and held a conversation in their own peculiar way.
They both were solid citizens. They both had been around. And as they spoke, you clearly saw their feet were on the ground.
Hello.
How are you?
How's the folks?
What's new?
I'm great.
That's good.
Ha ha.
Touch wood.
Well, well.
What say?
How've you been?
Nice day.
How's things?
What's new?
That's fine.
How are you? Nice weather we are having, but it gives me such a pain. I've brought my umbrella, so of course it doesn't rain.
Well, hi-ho.
That's life.
What's new?
How's wife?
Got to run.
Oh, my.
Ta-ta.
Olive oil.
Goodbye. Years went quickly by for both these substantial men, and then it happened that one day they chanced to meet again.
That they had both developed in 10 years, there was no doubt, and so of course they had an awful lot to talk about.
Hello.
How are you?
How's the folks?
What's new?
I'm great.
That's good.
Ha ha.
Touch wood.
Well, well.
What say?
How've you been?
Nice day.
How's things?
What's new?
That's fine.
How are you?
I seem to know your face, but I just can't recall your name.
Well, how've you been, old boy? You're looking just about the same.
Well, hi-ho.
That's life.
What's new?
How's the wife?
Got to run.
Oh, my.
Ta-ta.
Olive oil.
Goodbye. Before they met again, some 20 years they had to wait. This time it happened up above, inside St. Peter's Gate.
A harp each one was carrying, and both were wearing wigs. And this is what they said as they were strumming on the string.
Hello.
How are you?
How's the folks?
What's new?
I've got to run.
Oh, my.
Ta-ta.
Olive oil.
Goodbye.
Fred and Adele Astaire, The Babbitt and the Bromide. In The Babbitt and the Bromide, Ira piled on the clichés. But in 1931, he and George wrote a song that removed everything but the clichés and then made them the rhyme words. He found a way to mock clichés by using them. It's an entertaining and revealing trifle called Blah Blah Blah.
I've written you a song, a beautiful routine. I hope you like it. My technique can't be wrong. I learned it from the screen. I hope you like it. I studied all the rhymes that all the lovers sing. Then, just for you, I wrote this little thing. Blah, 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 boom. Blah, 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 above. Blah, 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 croon. Blah, 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 love. Tra-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la, merry month of May. Tra-la-la-la. the clouds of gray. Blah, 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 your hair. Blah, 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 your eyes. Blah, 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 care. Blah, 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 skies. Tra-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la, cottage for two. Blah, 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 darling with you. Tra-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la, cottage for two. Blah, 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 darling with you.
From the 1931 score to Delicious, David Craig, Blah, Blah, Blah. No one loved wordplay more than Ira. At least once, he turned to the abbreviating slang of the flapper. Dropping syllables from words fit the fast-paced, gossip-fueled style of the Lulus and Susies, who were themselves all the rage. The language raises from the chatty, awful nice to the elevated paradise, from the everyday glamorous to the highfalutin amorous. Ira holds it all together by hewing words with a keen eye and a sharp ear. Adele Astaire sings, "Swonderful."
Life has just begun. Jack has found his Jill. Don't know what you've done, but I'm all a thrill. How can words express your divine appeal? You could never guess all the love I feel. From now on, lady, I insist. To me, no other girls exist. Swonderful. Marvelous that you should care for me. Sawful nice, paradise, what I love to see. You've made my life so glamorous. You can't blame me for feeling amorous. Wonderful, marvelous, that you should care for me.
Don't mind telling you, in my humble fashion, that you thrill me through with a tender passion. When you said you cared, imagine my emotion. I swore then and there, permanent devotion. You've made all other boys seem blind.
Adele Astaire with her leading man in the British production of Funny Face with Swonderful. Ira said that if he were a writer rather than a lyric writer, he probably would never have used the familiar phrase, things have come to a pretty pass. He said, the phrase that is trite and worn out when appearing in print usually becomes, when heard fitted to an appropriate musical turn, revitalized, and seems somehow to revert to its original provocativeness. He was right. Fred Astaire, let's call the whole thing off.
Things have come to a pretty pass. Our romance is growing flat. 'Cause you like this and the other, while I go for this and that. Goodness knows what the end will be. Oh, I don't know where I'm at. It's plain to see we two will never make one.
Something must be done.
You say either, and I say either. You say neither, I say neither. Either, either, neither, neither. Let's call the whole thing off. You like potato, and I like potato. You like tomato, and I like tomato. Potato, potato, tomato, tomato. Oh, let's call the whole thing off. But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part. And oh, if we ever part, then that might break my heart. So if you like pajamas and I like pajamas, I'll wear pajamas and give up pajamas. For we know we need each other, so we better call the calling off. Oh, let's call the whole thing off.
You say laughter and I say laughter. You say after and I say after. Laughter, laughter, after, after. Let's call the whole thing off. You like Havana, and I like Havana. You eat banana, and I eat banana. Havana, Havana, banana, banana. Let's call the whole thing off. But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part. And oh, if we ever part, then that might break my heart. So if you like oysters and I like oysters, I'll take oysters and give up oysters. No, we, no, we need each other, so we better call the calling off. Oh, let's call the whole thing off.
Fred Astaire, let's call the whole thing off. The game extended from rhyme into pronunciation as a clever way for two lovers to see if what they've got can last. It was also an exercise in self-conscious rhyme that's as interested in playing with sound and in showing off as it is in saying I love you. Both of these songs are about love, but the goal is to avoid saying I love you straight out. And even if you do, you have to find a way to give it some sparkle. Enter Ira Gershwin. Louise Carlyle and Warren Galjour, Let's Kiss and Make Up, and Bobby Short, Delicious.
I didn't mean to start any scene to make you sigh, hope to die.
It's most immoral for us to quarrel. Why can't we both agree?
Don't you know Ben Franklin wrote about this thing at length on the proposition that in union there is strength? Why raise a storm up if we'll just warm up?
The blues will slumber. We'll have their number. Let's kiss and make up. Come on, let's wake up. For I need you and you need me.
Let's kiss and make up. No use to break up when we can live in harmony.
I'll give you your way, you give me my way, and out the doorway our cares will fly away.
If we'd be happy, the way is clear. Let's kiss and make up.
No use to break up.
We need each other, dear.
Let's kiss
and make up.
No cares
to rake up.
For I need you and you need me.
No
reprimanding.
Full understanding
that we can live in harmony.
The world is prosy when we are fighting. Let's make it rosy
by reuniting. Two heads are better than one I hear. So kiss and make up.
No use to break up.
We need each other, dear.
Let's kiss, let's kiss, let's kiss and make up, dear.
What can I say to sing my praise of you? I must reveal the things I feel. What can I say? Each lovely phase of you just seems to baffle my descriptive powers. 24 hours of every day. What can I say? What is the thing I'd love to sing? I've said you're marvelous, I've said you're wonderful, and yet that's not it. Now let me see, I think I got it. You're so delicious and so capricious. I grow ambitious to have you care for me. In that connection, you're my selection for true affection, for all the time to be. Oh, I've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 girls before, but now there's one, and you're the one, the one girl I adore. 'Cause you're delicious and so capricious. If I'm repetitious, it's 'cause you're so delicious. It's 'cause you're so delicious.
Louise Carlyle and Warren Galjour, Let's Kiss and Make Up, and Bobby Short, Delicious. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Most musicals are romantic comedies with songs and dances woven into the telling of the story. Boy and girl bump into one another, she says she can't stand him, he says he wants to marry her, and the fun begins. Attraction-repulsion duets are important near the start of the story. Much rarer are what I guess you can call anti-love songs. They don't reject clichés, they flip them. The attraction-repulsion duet, Could You Use Me?, and the anti-love, I Don't Think I'll Fall in Love Today.
Have some pity on an Easterner, show a little sympathy. No one possibly could be sterner than you have been with me. There's a job that I'm applying for. Let me put it to you thus. It's a partnership I'm dying for, Mr. and Mrs. Us. Before you file it on the shelf, let me tell you of myself. Oh, I'm the chappie to make you happy. I'll tie your shoesies and chase your bluesies. Oh, lady, would you, oh, tell me, could you use me? I'd shake the mat out and put the cat out. I'd clean the garret and feed the parrot. Oh, lady, would you, oh, tell me, could you use me? Do you realize what a good man you're getting in me? I'm no Elk or Mason or Woodman who gets home at three. The girls who see me grow soft and dreamy, but I'm a gander who won't philander. Oh, could you use me? 'Cause I certainly could use you.
There's a chap I know in Mexico who's as strong as he can be, eating nails and drinking Texaco. He is the type for me. There is one in California more romantic far than you. When he sings Ha-Cha-Cha-Chornia, I often think he'll do. But as for you, sir, I'm afraid you will never make the grade. For you're no cowboy, you're soft and cowboy. I feel no muscle that's fit for tussle. I must refuse you, I cannot use you.
Excuse me.
No nightlife for you, the birds would bore you. The cows won't know you, a horse would throw you. You silly man, you, to ask me, can you use me? Though in love you may be a wizard, I'm wanting to know. Could you warm me up in a blizzard, say for me below? Your ties are freakish, your knees look weakish. Go back to flappers and high molappers. Though you can use me, I most certainly can't use you.
Thank you.
just think of what love leads to. Maybe to marriage, maybe divorce.
Into a jam love speeds to. It may be nature's course, but we mustn't be like the other sheep.
Better far if we look before we leap.
Perhaps it's better after all if we don't answer nature's call. Who knows if we'd agree? You like you and I like me. I don't think I'll fall in love today. When evening shadows creep,
I like dancing.
I like sleep. I don't think I'll fall in love today.
But it would be fun to bring your carpet slippers. When the dinner bell would ring, I'd serve a can of kippers.
Don't you know how to cook?
I could look in a book.
I don't think I'll fall in love today. Love is a fever chronic. We can avoid it, why take a chance?
Safer to be a platonic. Why burn up with romance?
Adam without Eve, happiness unknown. So suppose we leave well enough alone.
Imagine signing up for life, then finding peace roll off his knife.
Do you sleep with window shut?
Window shut.
Charming, but I don't think I'll fall in love today.
Did you pick that cravat?
I did that.
Here's your hat. I don't think I'll fall in love today.
It's as clear as ABC, we're not agreeing. Incompatibility, the judge would be decreeing.
When all is said and done, dear, we two will never make one. Let's all, let's not fall in love.
From Girl Crazy, David Carroll and Judy Blazer, Could You Use Me? And from Treasure Girl, David Craig, Nancy Walker, and David Baker, I Don't Think I'll Fall in Love Today. In 1937, Ira borrowed from familiar history to fit one of George's typically irregular melodies and to say I love you in an unpredictable way. Then he added a bit of misdirection in the title. He got the idea for the song from an ad that read, "They all laughed when I sat down to play the piano." This is "They All Laughed."
The odds were 100 to 1 against me. The world of the heights were too high to climb. But people from Missouri never incensed me. Oh, I wasn't a bit concerned, for from history I had learned how many, many times the world had turned. They all laughed at Christopher Columbus when he said the world was round. They all laughed when Edison recorded sound. They all laughed at Wilbur and his brother when they said that man could fly. They told Marconi wireless was a phony. It's the same old cry. They laughed at me wanting you, said I was reaching for the moon. But oh, you came through. Now they'll have to change their tune. They all said we never would be happy. Darling, let's take a bow. But ho, 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 who's got the last laugh now?
Ginger Rogers, They All Laughed. A cliché often arrives in the form of a catchphrase, and often the catchphrase arrives in the form of a title. Catchphrases like "nice work if you can get it," and "they can't take that away from me." Or this one, even more familiar, yet not the sort of thing you expect anyone to borrow for a song title. Consider it an example of Ira's inventive wit at work. The result is the title song for one of the satirical political musicals he and George wrote during the Depression. Larry Curd and Maureen McGovern with Of Thee I Sing. Larry Curd and Maureen McGovern, Of Thee I Sing. Ira Gershwin would have willingly done backflips to avoid having to say I love you in a song. More than almost anything, having to write an old-fashioned ballad gave him fits. How to reinvent, or even better, avoid cliches when the song requires something more or less generic. He was always struggling to find a way. Here are two of his solutions. From as early as 1921, when he turned desire into a want ad and a moment of parting into almost a children's song, emphasis on almost. Margaret Whiting and Mary McCarty with Boy Wanted, and Emily Lesser and Andy Taylor with Nighty Night.
I've just finished writing an advertisement calling for a boy. No half-hearted Romeo or flirt is meant. That's the kind we'd not employ. Though anybody interested can apply, he must know a thing or two to qualify. For instance,
just like musical shows. And he must wear snappy clothes. Yes, that is my story, and to it I'll stick. There's no glory in having a hick. He must know how to say yes. When I look at a new dress, oh, I'll be ready when the right one calls. And I'll start vamping him until he falls. And if he subsidizes me, oh sweet daddy, I'll make him glad he answered my ad. Hey Mary, what's your type?
The movies he must avoid. He'll know his Nietzsche and Freud. I said a boy wanted one who knows books. Boy wanted needn't have looks. He needn't be such a saint. But oh, he dasn't say ain't. I don't care if his bankroll totals naught, for we can live on love and food for thought. If he's a scholar, when I see him, I'll holler.
I know it isn't good for one to stay up late, but gee, I'll bet it's great for two.
Tomorrow morning you must start to work and win, and nothing, dear, must interfere.
Well, if you think that it is really for the best, I'll try to get some rest, my dear.
If you count up to 1,000 sheep, and you will fall asleep. Nighty night, little boy, good night.
Nighty night, little girl, sleep tight. A million sheep I'll count.
That's quite a great.
Sleep, no, I'll keep on pining. All the night I'll be weeping like a willow. All the night I'll be envying your pillow. Sleep tight. The future looks to me like one eternal spring, if she means everything she said. But gee, I promised her I'd get some sleep, and so I guess I'd better go to bed. Although I realize I'll only toss and roll and keep awake the whole night through. For when she's near me, all the world is filled with dreams, and somehow now it seems I'm blue. What a happy chappy I should be if I thought that she would dream of me.
Nighty night, little boy, good night.
Nighty night, little girl, sleep tight.
I hope you're comfy now.
You've made me so untied.
Try to sleep or you'll have me pining. Little boy, all my dreams you'll be adorning. But how
Margaret Whiting and Mary McCarty with Boy Wanted, and Emily Lesser and Andy Taylor with Nighty Night. Ira collaborated with Jerome Kern only once on the 1944 Hollywood musical Cover Girl. Kern was famous for writing sumptuous melodies, but Ira found writing a straightforward love song his most difficult task. He struggled until the producer called to say he needed the finished lyric now. Ira thought he'd written nothing more than a collection of words adding up to very little, but he'd found a way to translate Kern's beautiful music into articulate emotion, a catchphrase that opened the way to the melody's emotionalism. It was the most popular song Ira ever wrote. Gene Kelly and Rita Hayworth, Long Ago and Far Away.
Long ago and far away, I dreamed a dream one day, and now that dream is here beside me. Long the skies were overcast, but now the clouds have passed. You're here at last. Chills run up and down my spine. Aladdin's lamp is mine. The dream I dreamed was not denied me. Just one look and then I knew that all I longed for long ago was you.
Here beside me, long the skies were overcast, but now the clouds have passed. You're here at last. Chills run up and down my spine. Aladdin's lamp is mine.
The dream I dreamed was not denied.
Just one look and then I knew that all I longed for long ago.
Gene Kelly and Rita Hayworth, Long Ago and Far Away. Long ago and far away, we had a language that valued precision and wit. In such a world, Ira Gershwin went along, merrily reinventing cliches to breathe new life into what was tired, and in the process, giving us songs to remember and cherish. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's fascinating rhythm.
Far away off, make it snappy. Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.